Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Jennifer poops at parties, so and people know this.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Where does she go for it? Does she visit a water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things? This sound horrible.
The Fan. New York
streets will kill us. All right, welcome back in. Hour number two here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. If you missed hour one, 1080thefan.com. Les Schwab Tires podcast on demand section. A lot of Blazers. Talked with Kerry Eggers from OKC Airport. We have a lot to get to coming up. We do have one of our listeners gave us some audio over the weekend. I need to follow Bleacher Report. I don't follow Bleacher Report. Do you?
I don't. Do you need to follow Bleacher Report?
Sometimes they have good videos like the one we have today.
Okay.
So I might follow them. Russell Wilson is back to going to Yo Seattle.
Yeah, Yo Seattle.
It's not even, what do you said? It's you said Barry White earlier.
I said a Barry, yeah.
It feels too thuggish.
That it's a gangster Barry
rapper
White.
Rapper gangster yeah. Barry White.
You know what we should do for that segment, though, is we should put the audio, because I know we have Russell Wilson clips in the system somewhere. They need to be played next to each other so people can understand the difference in Russell Wilson.
What about this? What if we do one cut from the press conference? Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I never wanted the biggest contract.
And then I'm finally getting these cornrows. What if we do like a back-to-back to show you the difference here?
We'll fire them off. Rapid succession.
Because I remember, I think Rashad had made a comment. It might not have been. Made a comment about the Russell Wilson things. And he's like, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Where did that come from?
Hey there, Russ. What you doing there?
Thought you were just tired. Turns out, no, this is actually a thing.
Yeah, that was a known golfing yesterday. It was a random, like on the 14th tee box, it was noted. Whoa, Russell Wilson's got cornrows. Wait a minute. What is going on here? What is Russell Wilson doing?
So we'll get to that. Donovan McNabb criticizes Carson Wentz and the NBA playoffs. Swag poo-pooed him on Facebook, said they've sucked. I disagree.
Well, you would.
Oh, I would, of course.
I'll be the independent arbitrator here, okay?
Okay.
I'll judge. I'll rule in the court.
All right. Either Swag thought that or he thought this will fire people up. I'll put it on Facebook. I don't know. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But we were talking Blazers. I want to hear from a couple people real quick. CJ McCollum brought up what happened last year and how he traveled. Do we have that? Is that the cut we have, Swigard? No? Okay, we don't have to play that one then. Terry Stotts had a... What?
Oh. It's great on air producing.
It's very weird when he talks just to me and then I'm like, wait, what?
You hear it in your headphones and you think, no, that didn't go out over the air.
Yeah. Okay, so we're delaying for the CJ thing.
Oh, okay.
Give us just a second.
Delay.
How about that delay?
I enjoyed P1 Dustin, who said Blazers are going 15-1 on their way to a championship. Book it. I like, 15-1, slightly disappointing. 16-0 would have been nice, but 15-1's, that's a good little run right there.
You gave him a game. You made it respectable. It's called a gentleman's sweep for a reason.
Now, when they win that NBA Finals after a 15-1 postseason, will Oklahoma City look back the way Blazer fans used to and say, we played them the toughest? You would have to,
It'd be more like, does Portland look back and say, Oklahoma City played us the toughest?
That's right.
And the Thunder feel better about themselves.
From then on out, it was all downhill. Once we got through that tough five-game series, it was all sweeps, baby.
I'll give you one. Philadelphia gets to the finals. We take them on. They go up 2-0. We relive.
Four straight.
Relive the magic, baby. Let's do it again. Except Cantor is our new Walton, who we don't want next year. Because we can't afford him.
By the way, good point from listeners. It takes 16 wins to win an NBA championship, not 15.
Oh, yeah. Touche. Four rounds.
Yeah. Four plus four. 16. Thank you, listeners. I appreciate that.
What was I just going to say?
I don't know. Why do we not have audio ready to go? I'm really confused. I thought we had all this all lined up.
I don't know.
What is happening right now?
It is what it is.
I'll tell you, Stotts gave a shout out to Rasheed.
That was pretty badass.
He gave a both teams played hard quote. That was nice.
And then he kissed the fingers, pointed up, and went, Rasheed.
Does he think Rasheed's dead?
No, but I think it was like a long live the memory of that moment.
Because that was like, what, you know, hey, miss you, buddy. It was like one of those kind of, did anybody else get that?
Like Happy Gilmore looking up at Chubbs.
Chubbs, that was for you.
With Abraham Lincoln and the crocodile.
That was for you, buddy. He's still around. I think he's coaching high school basketball now, man.
Yeah, that's right. He's coaching in Carolina. Do we have the CJ cut? No, we still, okay, I'm going to move on. How far does it go from here?
Well, I think, look, you got to get through the OKC series first. One more win, and then...
Can we stop? It's done.
I'm going to continue to say that because I'm afraid of jinxes. I've jinxed a game during a game before, and I'm not playing Magic anymore, okay? But Denver and San Antonio both bring, I think, different challenges. Denver is a team, it's really interesting to me because coming into the postseason, everybody doubted that. Like, nobody bought Denver as the 2 seed. And then they lose game one, and it's, ha-ha, look at that. Had to come back from 19 down in game two, so maybe people thought it was fluky. San Antonio probably should have been up 2-0. Then the Spurs win game three. And then Denver went in and kicked their ass in game four. Like, that was a bit of a surprise for me. I didn't see that coming. So game five, I mean, it's going to be a pivotal one in that series. But if you play Denver, you're obviously not starting at home. You got to start in Denver. And if you're playing San Antonio, there's always that Popovich playoff experience, a fear there, I think, that lingers. And then the obvious fun part of that series would be LaMarcus Aldridge going against Damian Lillard. Yeah. After everything they've said about each other throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, for a battle for the Western Conference Finals. I did read Quick's piece today on Al Farouk. It was really good. It's eye-opening to find out things about him. But he pointed out the contract situation, and I had a sobering thought that I tweeted out. They could lose Chief, Hood, Cantor, and Curry, all who played vital roles at some point during this year.
They could.
And somebody had a really funny response. It was the it was the Debbie Downer chick from SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you noticed that right now. Here's CJ McCollum. They lost last year. They got swept, and he talked about just what went into that and how he got his mind right for this year.
We got swept last year. It was really embarrassing, and everybody talked about it. It was on TV every day. I went on TV and they talked about us getting swept. We talked about me getting traded. Talked about, you know, how we can't win together. You know, all that stuff. We remember it. And we understand that feeling of going home early. You know, I was able to, fortunately, you know, able to fly to Europe and see my brother play because the season ended so early. And I told him this year I ain't going to be able to make it. So, big bro staying up right now in Russia watching 6, 7 a.m. He understands what we're going through, what we're trying to accomplish, and I think our team understands what we need to do and how we need to do it so that we don't, you know, have what happened last year happen to us again.
Here's Damian Lillard after the game, just on Portland being up 3-1 and where they're going in this series.
In the first half, we had the lead. So, you know, I wasn't making shots, but I thought our execution was pretty good when we weren't turning the ball over. Our defense was solid. So I didn't feel the need to try to get overly aggressive in that first half once I saw how the game was going. But then in the third, I felt like that was a time where we needed to kind of hit the gas. Not playing great in the first half, them making shots, forcing turnovers, and we still had the lead. And we came out the locker room saying, turn it up, get more aggressive on offense, keep trusting each other, but let's tighten up on defense. And we did that, and I was able to get rolling on the offensive end.
Now, I thought that first half was probably the key to the game, right? Like Dame's 15 third quarter points were big, and it was good for him to get going, and CJ was playing well. That was such a shift for them. They were down 7 with 2 and some change, and they went up 4.
They had no business leading at halftime.
None. And I think the crowd, you know, that crowd had really good energy on that little run they had. And then when Portland responded, and I think ended the half on an 11-0 run, that crowd, as the team was going into the tunnel, they was just like, how the hell are we losing right now?
What just happened?
The collective, boy, I would trade Russ for Dame right now. And that OKC arena had to have just been at 100%.
My fuddy-duddy take on the arena, too, because you had yours on Portland. Now, granted, I've never been to a game there, but watching on TV, I mean, sure, their crowd's nice. Most playoff crowds are nice. Playoff crowds make noise. That's what happens. The constant playing of music and the PA announcer yelling the entire game.
OKC!
Like, that just drives me nuts.
You don't want Mark Mason shouting, defense!
I do not want him shouting defense. And I look, Portland plays music throughout the course of a game, but just the constant stream of music. Just shut it off and let's play some basketball. For heaven's sakes, it's annoying to watch on TV.
Did you see that cornball that had his shirt off with a painted Easter egg on
the
it?
The egg guy, the egg dude.
Somebody tweeted, OKC mood right now.
Who was the better fan over the weekend? Was it the egg guy in OKC or was it Beehive Lady in Utah?
Ooh.
Because she had some good beehive hair. That was Marge Simpson stuff.
My favorite was Beehive.
I mean, she was wearing the shirt.
We've seen shirtless fat guy with paint on try to be goofy.
We have.
That's not a new thing.
Was anybody else wondering how she got the team shirt on without messing up the beehive? That can't be easy.
Teamwork make the dream work.
Yeah, like four different sets of hands putting that thing on.
I was more so wondering every time I saw big OKC guy. Was free throw guy here in Portland just getting jealous and raging?
That was me. It was real to me, damn it. You're not better than me. I keep my clothes on, too.
Here's Terry Stotts, by the way, paying respects to Rasheed in the postgame.
I thought both teams really focused on the basketball game, and I thought it was well officiated. Both teams played hard. Rasheed.
I love that moment.
I wish Stotts would show just a little more personality, but I think he's great.
Oh, it's there. You can tell when little moments like that, you know the sense of humor that exists. And realizing he just said both teams played hard and copied a Rasheed quote.
All right, we'll dive back into the Blazers later on in the show. But coming up next, Russell Wilson gets his hair braided and changes into Danger Russ. That's next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. NBA playoffs coming up at 1:30. Donovan McNabb has some hot takes on Carson Wentz and then tries to clarify. You know, I've done this before. I've been the guy that said something and people have maybe not followed exactly what I'm saying. If you have to be clarified guy, you should just be like, it didn't land.
Nah, one didn't go as according to plan.
Like, if you had an opinion, right? If I went on Twitter and was like, Carson Wentz is not a true franchise quarterback, and then people react to that in a negative way, don't then go, well, let me clarify. You're like, no, that's your opinion.
No, that's what you said.
So we'll get to that because Donovan McNabb, to me, is kind of a clown post-career. He's Paul Pierce of football. Russell Wilson, you remember the late-night announcement that he had signed his contract?
Oh, yeah, we played that on the air. That was solid video content.
Hey, yo, Seattle.
We got a deal.
Well, he then did the press conference, and he was back to what he was.
Sure.
Then he posted a video over the weekend. Sierra was braiding his hair, which is great. I like the braided hair look. Wish I could pull it off.
Can we get you with some? Can that be the Civil War bet next year?
No.
Brandon Spray gets cornrows?
I'd rather grow facial hair for 1 month.
Really?
Yeah.
Than do cornrows for a day. You just got to walk around and for 1 day.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's not going to surprise anybody. I had cornrows for 1 day when I was 18. Because I grew my hair out. I didn't want to cut it. I was lazy. It was one summer day.
Are there any pictures that exist of this?
No,
please
sadly.
Tell me.
You got to remember, I graduated just at the point right before cell phones blew up.
There was none of those little disposable cameras used to take photos?
No, you only bought those if you went on trips.
That's true.
So I did it for a day. It itched a lot. It wasn't a good look.
It didn't look good on you?
Instantly took it out, cut the hair, never did it
instantly
again.
Regret this decision.
Big regret. Well, Russell Wilson gets his hair braided by Sierra, and he went from the podium at his press conference to back to being dangerous.
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is over here braiding your hair. That's what goes on with you. What's going on?
Coming to my hair shop on
Easter Sunday. CC shop. CC hair shop.
Hey, baby, can't be turning your head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm used
all
to this.
Over the place now.
Let's get it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Seattle. We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
You know, really, from the beginning of my professional career, started here. And my goal was to end it here. My goal is to have a lasting impression on this city, is to be able to make a lot of people's, lives cheer at the top of their lungs, you know, and win a lot of football games and hopefully win a lot of
Come
Super Bowls.
Come on, man.
Go Hawks.
Okay, look. Let's address this.
Enough is enough. Fantastic.
He's going to have another interview on ESPN at some point. He's going to be that. And then he's going to have another video where he does whatever that was when his hair was being braided. Okay, here's
this
my
is,
thing.
This is dangerous, man.
Which is the real Russell Wilson in your opinion?
I think we all know the answer to that question.
Oh, because we might have a different answer here.
Really?
Yeah.
Podium Russ to me is Russell Wilson.
See, I think he is opening up for some reason, and this is who he is most of his personal life.
That's
his wife.
I'm not buying that.
So you think he's faking it, or do you think he's just trying to be what?
I don't think he's faking it.
So what is that then?
I
think that is him, and I think the podium, Russ, is one we've been fooled by.
How much credit do you give Sierra for this? Maybe it's a him and Sierra kind of thing. It's just the vibe that he has with his wife.
I am waiting for the announcement later this summer of the Russell Sierra reality show.
Yeah, it feels like it's looming, doesn't it?
It's coming.
Her music career's done nothing.
On E! Get ready for that, Seahawks fans.
Right Russ after, and CeCe?
Right after Cutler and Cavallari.
Oh, no.
You can hear all these great stories about Russell Wilson's
back
personal
to
life.
Back,
I mean, they're just taking bids right now, aren't they, to see what the highest bidder is?
I mean, it kind of feels like if I'm a reality show.
Or they're waiting for maybe it's her recording career if she's got another album or something she's working on.
This is the worst thing.
It's coming, right? Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I think you're dead on. And in fact, if I'm running a company looking for reality shows, I'm probably giving them a call yesterday.
Yeah, I think P1 Jesse said it. I think he's changing for the lady.
Ooh.
I think he's doing it for Sierra.
So do you think she wants this?
I don't. Maybe she doesn't want it. Maybe he thinks she wants it.
But then how did he meet her? Do you think he met her going, "Hi, I'm Russell," or do you think he went, "Hey, yo, what's up, Sierra?"
Who was she with before Russell Wilson?
Future, and a bunch of other rappers.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think Podium Russ is the real Russ. I do.
I don't know, man.
And this is slowly starting to come out a little bit more. This may be a new Russ. We have a new twist on Russ. But I still buy Podium Russ is the
I
real
have to
Russ.
Play this one more time.
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is over here braiding your hair. That's what goes on with you. What's going on?
I can't live. Like, that is... He took it a step further from the in-bed video.
Right.
Like, an in-bed video is like, sure. Oh, he still has the deep voice. Okay. This one is like...
The bed one, you can make an argument, too. Like, he just woke up late at night.
Yeah, it's
like,
late at night.
Sure. Tired. I didn't buy that, but sure, that could be your thing. This is like an entirely different human being. And I...
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is over here braiding your hair. That's what goes on with you. What's going on?
You know, really, from the beginning of... My professional career
Those
started
are two
here,
different people.
And
That's two
my goal
people.
Is to end it here. My goal is to...
I used the analogy last time we did this of Steve Urkel, and then was it Stefan? What was Steve Urkel's good-looking guy? Like, there's two different
people. Stefan and Urkel,
It's the same person, but it's two different people.
But see, at least in that TV show, they had a reason that they were two different people, and it wasn't somebody pretending to be somebody. It was a machine that made him cool.
Sure. All I got to say is one... If Seahawks fans, I think all you care about is just continue to be a good quarterback. We don't care what you do.
Oh, 100% that's what Seahawks fans should be thinking.
And for Portland fans, all we think about is please continue to make a lot of money to then donate
Bring
it to the cause.
Bring that reality show on.
line those
pockets.
Major League Baseball to Portland efforts. That's all I care about. But this stuff is just, it's weird, man. He's always been an interesting cat.
He's
we know
always,
that.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's always been like what's going on it, there, yeah. but. So you're buying Podium Russ as the real Russ.
I think, should we do this as a poll question?
Podium Russ or getting hair braided Russ? Who is the real Russell Wilson?
With the real Russ, please stand up.
Don't tag Portland Diamond Project or at Russell Wilson on this, though.
Now, we did a good point, too. We had an alter ego for Garth Brooks there for a while.
Yeah, what
Remember?
Was his name?
Chris Gaines.
But you know what Garth realized quickly was that was a mistake.
That one didn't work out for him.
So nobody wants Chris Gaines?
Nobody wants Chris Gaines,
Guess
man.
I'm going back as Garth. Yep, thank you. Thank you. At least Billy Ray Cyrus has just stayed Billy Ray Cyrus.
It's always been Billy Ray.
It's like, I'm going to rap and do country.
All right, I'm going to throw the poll question up right now. Who is the real Russell Wilson?
That's Hannah Montana. Montana
I mean, I just thank you to P1 Cody for tweeting that to us because I probably wouldn't have noticed.
I wouldn't have seen it because I don't follow Bleacher Report.
And I didn't. Somebody had mentioned when we were golfing, like Russell Wilson has cornrows, and I just, all right, whatever. It's kind of interesting, but whatever. And then I get home and I'm kind of sitting around. I think it was maybe at the halftime of the game or something. I'm killing some time, going through stuff on my phone when I could still look at it without trying to avoid Game of Thrones spoilers. And then I clicked that video and I could not believe it. I was like, wait a minute, what? What is going on here?
So when's the next video get released? And then I also need to know, I feel like I know the answer because I've listened to Seattle Sports Radio. I've worked in Seattle Sports Radio. Do they address this at all up there, or do you think they avoid this topic altogether? And if he was our quarterback, if Portland had a team and this was, he was our quarterback, would we still talk about it?
I'd like to think that we would.
I think our personality types would not ignore this.
I would hope, especially, and it's even more interesting if you're like the flagship for.
Yeah.
But if he does a regular weekly with somebody and they have a pretty good report, you would think they might tee him off on it and say, hey, Russ, we're going to have some fun with this. Are you down with it? Because this is going to be fun.
I don't know if he would play into that.
I don't think he would. I think he would actually get pissed. And yeah. I think if you're the flagship, I think they would tell you to stop now.
Don't you do that to Russell. We have had Russell. He's a friend of the show. We've had him on before.
Yeah, I actually like talking to him. It's nice to say you got Russell Wilson on the radio show. Bring up Portland baseball. He's a baseball guy. How much of it, too, has to play into the fact of his social media handles are all called Danger Russ? So do you think there's an angle for him where he's like, it's kind of my alter ego. It's kind of my...
Is he going the Boz?
I'm kind of wondering that.
Do we have a new era Boz now?
He might be the new Boz, but obviously far more talented.
Seahawks fans don't... Oh, you want to mention that name anywhere near Russell Wilson.
No, it's no longer Brian. It's the Boz.
Well, Russell Wilson isn't challenging Bo Jackson at a goal line,
getting
his ass plowed in and not winning a Super Bowl.
Issues at goal lines, though. I mean, you said goal line. I couldn't.
Maybe it is a new Boz.
I couldn't.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is over here braiding your hair. That's what goes on with you. What's going on?
Coming to my hair shop. Hey, Easter
Sunday. CC shop. CC hair shop.
Hey, baby, can't be turning your head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like,
I ain't used
all
to this.
Over the place, you know?
Let's get it.
Oh, my God.
He even did the cackle there. Russell Wilson, never change, my man. Never change. NBA playoffs, have you liked them? Have you enjoyed them? Non-Blazer related. And Don McNabb has criticism for Carson Wentz that he has to clarify. Both those things next.
Back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then
it feels like we live in a society where people are constantly having to walk stuff back. Lord knows we've had to walk stuff back in the past. Been there before.
I mean, when you do a show for 3 hours, 5 days a week, you're going to give a lot of opinions that end up being wrong and dumb.
Well, the latest to be guilty of that is, and I want to know where people side on this, is Donovan McNabb. Of course, we all know Donovan McNabb, right? Well, he was on CBS Sports Radio recently. I think this happened in the last couple of days. And they were talking about just the Eagles, Carson Wentz, the draft, and kind of what Philly should do moving forward now that Nick Foles is officially gone. It's Wentz, and it's his team, right? So McNabb said to Zach Gelb of CBS Sports Radio, I think in the next 2 years, he has to find a way to get out of the second round of the playoffs. And talking about Carson Wentz, he continued that Nick Foles proved that some people can get into that offense and be very successful. He said, if Wentz can't get out of the second round, they should probably look to draft another quarterback because you just don't know about his durability. Staying healthy is very key in this league. Okay, so that was the initial comment. That's what it was. Lane Johnson of the Eagles came out immediately and saw this, called him a snake, which Donovan McNabb then had to slither away from his comments, saying, quote, for those of you who misread, didn't understand, were confused, or just didn't like my comments, let me clarify it for you. Let me start by saying there is no beef, riff, or ill will towards Wentz or the Eagles. My comments were strictly based off experience, the understanding of the business, of how football works. You are consistently evaluated every day, every game, and if you are reliable and or healthy enough to play, I know at times as players and fans it could be confusing to move on from a beloved player due to the business and health and trust. Tough decisions are usually made. Somebody said most people didn't like it was because it was coming from me or because I answered the question on the radio because you didn't agree with it. That's how you felt. I'm sorry for that. It's the nature of the game. So one, is there any validity to his initial comment, and what do we make of the backtracking of Donovan McNabb after being called a snake by Lane Johnson?
I don't know about the whole drafting of a quarterback next year if they don't get to round two. That seems a bit extreme given the injury he came off of, getting injured again, and then where he's going to be at next year. I mean, everything else he said, though, I mean, isn't that – we all know that. Be healthy. You need to be healthy.
Yeah, I didn't think they were that –
This is where Donovan McNabb, stand by your opinion.
Well, and I guess my larger point would be, dude, this is why Charles Barkley is so great.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if somebody tweets, you're a snake. Well, he's not going to backtrack from it. Just stay with your opinion. Don't even respond to right. it. What happens if you let it die for 2 days? Nobody cares and everybody moves on.
My question is, does Donovan McNabb have any official capacity with the Eagles? Is he trying to get like their radio
That I don't
job
know.
Or,
oh, I can't imagine that's a good way to start.
That would be...
draft a new quarterback.
You're hired.
Yeah. But I think, no, I think he spoke about being in that hot seat. I mean, how many years were we all talking about, do they need to move on from Donovan McNabb? Can he get him over the hump? Can he finally get him to a Super Bowl? That sort of thing in Philly, especially in Philly. They don't have patience, whether you're injured or whether you can't live up to and deliver what Nick Foles did. I think he's speaking very honestly from a place of, this is how it is in Philly. And management better be prepared to understand you go another year. Maybe you have more injuries. Maybe right. it doesn't come together. They're going to have a decision to make as Wentz gets near the time where they have to decide if they're going to extend him long term or cut bait and start over again.
Yeah. What if he's, I mean, what if Wentz comes out and has a rough year this year and gets banged up again, like you're saying? I mean, that just.
I think maybe then you look at the quarterback class and you say, we need to draft somebody. But my whole thing is, let's wait for the year.
Oh, sure.
And
sure.
this whole, like, you have to draft one next year. Nah, you yeah. don't. If they well, get to the first round and get bumped, right, that means right. you still have a playoff quarterback.
Yeah, I just, I mean, the quote of what he said, I, if you're McNabb, you just got to be better. Like, just don't back down from stuff like this. I die on all sorts of hills, and I'm wrong all the time. That just happens in sports. Nobody knows everything. Nobody answers everything perfectly. If we did, we'd all be living in Vegas gambling on sports because we know the outcome of the games like Biff Tannen. Like saying that he needs to stay healthy, he needs to have success in the playoffs. But then it was, if he can't get out of the second round, they should probably look to draft a quarterback. And it wasn't go get one next week. It wasn't go get one after 1 year. He said probably in the next couple of years, he's going to have to get out of the second round of the playoffs, which when you've seen Foles win a Super Bowl and then go mm-hmm. in and beat Chicago this past year and damn near beat New Orleans and get you back to the NFC Championship game, there's a track record there of what most people would argue is a lesser quarterback can accomplish in that offense. And now it's on Wentz to go out and do it.
I think the difficult thing for Foles, because I know last year they started off good against the Saints with that 14-0 lead, and everybody thought, oh, here he goes, Foles magic. Mm-hmm. Look, the Super Bowl was incredible. Let's not forget they got to where they were because Carson Wentz was having an MVP season. He goes down, Foles continues and carries him on. I get that there's something to that, right? But how many teams in the NFL don't currently have a quarterback who is leading their team consistently past the second round?
Good chunk of them.
A lot of them, right?
85%
of
the league.
If they get to the first round this year and lose, he stays healthy. Let's say the year after he stays healthy, they get to round two and they lose. Does that mean you give up already?
No.
Or does that mean, hey, are we close? Is there something to it? And that's where I would disagree with McNabb. Mm-hmm. He's stating everything that's obvious, though. You got to stay healthy. It's important. Obviously, you're in Philly. You have to win. I just don't understand the whole backtrack or the let me clarify. Like, I don't need you to clarify. I got what you're saying. If right. Lane Johnson calls you a snake, he's on the GD team.
He's, right. What do you think he's going to say?
He's blocking for the quarterback. I'm not shocked that Lane Johnson's upset of criticism towards Carson Wentz. He was also upset with the Philly report yeah. that came out about Carson Wentz and his whole attitude and leadership. And what did Wentz do?
He owned up to it.
He did. Everybody's like, no, this is a non-story. And then Carson Wentz comes out and goes, actually, I probably need to be better.
I could be a better teammate. I could be better in the locker room.
And I love that. I think that's really good leadership by Carson Wentz. Agreed. But don't respond and feel like, oh, I got to backtrack because one of his teammates hates that you said that. That's what this business is about. Yeah. Is sometimes you're going to rub people the wrong way. They talked about this on TNT, how Kenny Smith had an article written about him years ago when he was a Rocket, did not like it, and stonewalled the guy for like 3 months and then realized he was in the wrong. It's no different than Russell Westbrook. It's people are going to be critical of you, and some fans are always going to side with you no matter what. Just like the people who, if we give an opinion on the Blazers in December, remember it come April, May, and go, remember when you said it's like...
Right.
Yeah, it was also a much different point in the season, and they were playing like dog crap. Some people are always going to hold you to certain opinions. Other people forget that you said it. Just
stick with it. Like, who cares, Donovan McNabb?
A great example of that, you mentioned the Barkley angle. I'll never forget the first year Golden State won their NBA championship, and he was on his entire tirade all season long. The jump shooting teams can't win championships. Remember, I mean, that was his big putting my flag in the ground. They're not going to win. They're not going to win. They
just like how he picked them against the Mavericks. He was like, midgets can't beat this team.
That's right.
And they beat them.
And they did. And then he ended up wearing a shirt. He owned up to it. They had a good laugh about it. Obviously, Golden State has won a couple of titles, so he's been proven wrong in that regard. So, yeah, not a great look for McNabb here. I don't think it was that outrageous of an opinion. Carson Wentz, this is a huge year for him after the last 2 years not being able to stay healthy, then winning the Super Bowl and then going on a playoff run again without him, and then considering there's no Foles backdrop there. Like, there's no backup plan for Philly. And you might be in a case, too, if you're the Eagles. What if Nick Foles plays well in Jacksonville? Like, what if Foles comes out and gets the Jags off to a 5-1 start and you stumble 2-4 out of the gates? It's just only going to be amplified going forward. So it's going to be a big year for both Wentz and the Eagles. I didn't think the opinion was that outrageous, and he should have stuck with it. But Donovan McNabb was called a snake for saying that Wentz has to get out of the second round, and maybe they should think about in a couple of years drafting another quarterback if he can't continue to stay healthy. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got a whole bunch to get to in the final hour of the show. There were spring games going on in the state of Oregon. We'll recap them, one in Eugene, one in Corvallis. What do we make of Oregon State's new uniforms? They got new unis out. Hot takes, welcome. Okay, we get back into the Blazers and the Thunder. I do want to get, though, to the NBA playoffs, just the rest of the games. Swigard called it boring. Have the NBA playoffs been boring so far? 55305. And are we going to see every series outside of Denver and San Antonio end in the next 2 days? Crunch time next on The Fan.
The pressure's on.
We have an opportunity to reestablish ourselves, get a big win. Not all is lost.
Who's feeling the heat?
Now we got to go home and make sure that, you know, we take care of business there. Shame on us if we don't.
It's crunch time. A look at the hottest topic in sports. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments.
Hey, Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments. I was out at the Glorious House of Gaines this morning. Were you there today? I didn't see him.
Let's go! Nice job! I did.
There you go.
I ran a lot.
A long run today?
Very long run. Not feeling great.
I think I'm getting a pounding on Wednesday. Nope, nobody. Okay.
What you do in your personal life is your business.
Hey,
no judgment atmosphere.
Spring game talk coming up top of the hour. Get back into the Blazers and Thunder. Now, Swigard's trying to clarify. So there's a Facebook post up, facebook.com/1080TheFan. Go like our page. Great content there.
Is anybody on Facebook anymore?
People, all the Facebook peeps, my aunts and uncles are. Swigard did a Facebook post asking the question, are the NBA playoffs boring?
Yeah. I couldn't tell because he worded it that way. I couldn't tell if it was his opinion or if he was just like, I don't know what else to do. I'm going to throw this out there.
So I asked the question, are the NBA playoffs boring?
Yes and no. Was Boston, Indiana boring? Yes. Is Milwaukee, Detroit boring? Utah, Houston? Yes, yes. There's, even if the series that are 4-1, going to be done in five.
Toronto, Orlando.
Dude, Orlando game one was at least entertaining. Did you think they were going to have a game?
I didn't.
Okay. Game three?
Clips, Warriors. Warriors are probably going to win in five.
Yeah.
Right, but that's been a fun, entertaining series. Nets, Sixers.
Okay.
That's going to be done in five. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Nuggets, Spurs.
There have been
going at least six.
This series is going to be done in five dirt. This series has been entertaining.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think there's been little pockets of entertainment. I think the only one you're going to get, though, that goes longer than five, obviously, is Denver, San Antonio. Like right now, if you ask me tonight, because you got a couple of games tonight with really no point in watching them. Milwaukee, Detroit, game four, Houston and Utah game four. By the way, how demoralizing is it for the Jazz to not beat Houston when James Harden starts 0-15 from the floor?
Yeah.
How do you not win that game at home and the best player on the other team is 0-15?
They don't have great offensive talent outside of Donovan Mitchell.
I know, so. But you should find a way to win that game.
Yeah.
Is the lesson of
the
day.
Did you see Kyle Korver's big speech at the end was really the only thing Jazz fans, I think, had to hold on to.
He gave a big motivational speech after the game.
He did a Q&A in the locker room, and then he actually brought the media back. He was like, I got something to say. Can you roll on this?
Oh.
And he had like a long-winded, Donovan Mitchell is a great young talent. He's going to have a great future. He took a big shot, and he missed. So what? just on and on and on about how great he is.
He was wide open with a chance to, I believe, take the lead. Weren't they down by two, I think?
Lead or tie, yeah.
It was a breakdown defensively for Houston where they just left Donovan Mitchell wide open at the three-point line.
That was the only thing Jazz fan has had to take away from this series was Kyle Korver proclaims Donovan Mitchell's greatness.
One other question on that one, too. Does anybody else find the color scheme of them at home and their, like, rock color scheme the ugliest thing in professional sports?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
I am not down with the tequila sunrise jersey.
You stole the Mardi Gras colors. Just own it. It's been yours for what year did they move to Utah?
Isn't in the 70s? Either 70s or early 80s.
It made no sense that you stayed the Jazz or that you had those colors.
Right, but you did.
So just own it.
Just claim it. That's you. That's always been your team.
I don't like that.
We got the Red Rocks out there. Like, what is going on?
Fake Houston Astro unis.
And then every section of the crowd had like a different, like it was red and then some were yellow, some orange in there, a little brown. Like, what is that? Color scheme.
No wonder you guys lost those games.
Not good. So back to the NBA playoffs. So you got, I think both games will get swept, or both series will get swept tonight. Milwaukee, Detroit, Houston, Utah. And then, I mean, if you're looking tomorrow, you got Toronto back at home, game five. Is anybody taking Orlando?
No.
You got Philly back at home against Brooklyn.
Nope.
The only thing that could show up there is how it gets officiated.
There's an all-out fight at some point in
either
that game.
There's an all-out fight or Philly doesn't get all the fouls they were getting or the Nets start to get some of the calls that they weren't getting at home with Sean Marks storming into the ref's locker room afterward.
What does it do for a GM to be suspended a game? Have fun watching it at home in your mansion.
It's just the lost paycheck. That's gonna irritate his wife more than anything else. So.
Yeah, and he's got Portland. You got Portland back
Sean
at home.
Sean Marks, former Blazer, by the
former
way.
Former Blazer, Sean Marks. Yeah, quality Blazer right there.
Yep.
Portland back at home. I think everybody's gonna pick them. So you're only gonna have one series go longer than five games, and I think San Antonio and Denver could end up going seven, just the pace it's going. And
well, and that actually could be more important for Portland. Is if they can eliminate OKC tomorrow and take care of business, game seven wouldn't be till I believe on Sunday. So they could get a full week's rest before they take whoever it is on in the second round.
Yeah, that would make sense because I know Portland, if Portland and OKC go seven, I think that game would have been Saturday night.
That game one for Portland in round two, assuming they eliminate OKC tomorrow, would be what, the following Tuesday?
Probably.
Right? Sunday, yeah. Tuesday.
So a week from tomorrow.
You could have exactly a week off if you take care of business tomorrow, and I feel confident that they will.
Yeah, and that's where I think the truth is somewhere in the middle here, like you're saying. Like it's rough when you don't get a lot of series that are going six or seven games, and who knows, maybe Orlando, Brooklyn, and OKC surprise everybody and force a game six, and then you get compelling series from there. But just looking at as of right now, I don't think many people are expecting that. But you have had little compelling pockets throughout these series. Orlando pushing Toronto early. The Lowry not making a shot in a game. Like, what the hell happened there? Golden State blowing a 31-point lead. Philly and Brooklyn, like, that was a good game four. Kind of chippy, and Philly hit the late three.
I don't get why they're tossing guys. They just pushed each other. Why do you need to eject them?
It was a bit of a, I mean, I didn't think it was that hard of a foul from Embiid.
Initial was kind of, it kind of felt like, oh, nice little flagrant there. And then you watch the replay. Not much.
Well, and then Dudley came up running from behind and shoved him in the back. So maybe you toss him out for something like that, just pushing a guy in the back.
Right, but they tossed Jimmy Butler, too, because he saw it. He pushed him back.
Yeah, one other note, too. I think we have this. So out of that series, the Philly-Brooklyn series, Embiid is always entertaining. And the audio out of game four, like Golliver was tweeting out live videos from the podium. They were hilarious. There was a moment where a reporter asked Embiid if the offense flowed more freely when Butler was out. Butler was like, whoa, you trying to say I take all the shots? That's what's going on. And then Embiid was asked about having a 3-1 series lead, and here's what he said.
It was really important because we wanted to get this one and go home and try to finish it. So feels great to be up 3-1. So we definitely don't want to be in a situation like the Warriors 2 years ago.
Joe.
I was kidding, man. I was kidding, but we wanted to be able to close it at home, man. So that was a big win. So we just gotta go home, man. Not let them have any chance.
So right after he said that, Jimmy Butler got up and just walked out of the room.
Yeah, as soon as he said Warriors, he stood up and he walked out. Is there any doubt that Joel Embiid, because he is an amazing follow on Twitter?
He is.
Is there any doubt now that this dude probably makes himself laugh really hard when he has great responses
on
Twitter?
He does. You know he's sitting there reading his responses and just cracking himself up.
He not only laughed, he sits back, he cackles, and he throws his towel up like, oh, that was an amazing line by me. I love it. I love Joel Embiid. I know he can be a borderline dirty for some, but I think he's great to watch. I think he's really entertaining. They're an interesting team in themselves of what are they? I enjoyed it.
Well, one last note on this, too, and I think it's something we'll all agree on, whether we've thought the first round is entertaining or not. If you have, let's say the sweeps go down tonight, Toronto, Philly, and Portland all win in five, and you only have one series going longer than five games, is that not another call then to shorten the first round of the playoffs?
So I'm actually going to maybe do this tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
And I hate to say that because we're talking about this right now. I was actually thinking about going back and looking at every single round since they reintroduced seven games in round one.
To see how many went past five.
I want to see what the average number of games are in round one since that point.
Okay.
That's a lot of stuff I have to look up.
The other interesting part of that, too, though, would be like in situations that maybe go six, but the team won and had a 3-2 or a 3-1 lead, and then they lost game five and then won game six. Like, that game wouldn't have existed either.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's first of three. So Portland would have clinched last night. Toronto would have clinched. Philly would have clinched. Right. All those series would be done, and you'd just be waiting on a winner-take-all Denver-San Antonio game tonight.
Well, Simmons had tweeted a poll question on this. Should it stay seven? Should it go back to five? And I was actually surprised. Like, most people in his mentions were talking about how it should stay seven. And I kind of just view it like, because somebody said there could be an upset, and I just thought, that's good. Like, you don't want the best of best teams, and this goes back to the hockey conversation. I don't believe you want the best of best teams in a long season to be out, but I do love the occasional random upset because the series is short enough for a team to just be good for two of the first three games, suddenly they're in a position to win the series.
Yeah, if you're the underdog and you go in and steal game one on the road, like imagine how much more heat is on Toronto and Philly for losing game one at home.
You don't see things like the Warriors blowing 31-point leads because they know it's a seven-game series
they shut it down.
Yeah, they probably win that game by 40.
Yeah, that's where I think it's just, I'll be curious of the math on that. We can talk about that tomorrow.
But like San Antonio, Denver, this might be San Antonio's series to win, but it feels like it's going to be six or seven based on how they've played.
It does, yeah.
If you're having a best of five, though, this is it. This is your game five.
But if I told you that going into tonight, is anybody upset about that?
Well, no, I'm actually more excited about it.
Sure, it's a bigger game, and I think each team has things to be proud of and disappointed in. Denver no-showing game one, San Antonio blowing the lead, but then San Antonio bounced back with a win. Then Denver feels good about a dominating win game four. Like, it's been a pretty even series back and forth. Go settle it tonight. Denver has home court advantage.
And not to diminish anything in the past, but like Denver-Seattle. And Swaggart, I know you remember that with the Mutombo, what was that, the 1-8?
Yeah, it was the first time an 8 beat a 1.
That's right. And that was an example of shorter series.
Right, five-game series.
But does Seattle win that series if it's 7? Probably not, maybe not. But you have those opportunities every once in a while.
Yeah, that's just another thought I had just looking at, because I do expect, and maybe some of these series end up going longer than that and end up going 6, maybe 7, maybe the upsets continue to pile in the next 2 days. But it looks like only one as of right now is going to go longer than 5 games. And it's Denver-San Antonio, which if Portland gets through Oklahoma City, that would be their second round matchup. But the NBA playoffs continue tonight with a couple of duds, which means, again, go watch the Stanley Cup playoffs because you got a couple of good games tonight. Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments. Coming up in the final hour of the show, we'll get back into Game 4 in Portland's win. We got a whole bunch of poll questions on it. How do we feel like the series is going to go from here? What do we make of Russell Westbrook and his antics? What has been the most exciting thing and the thing you've enjoyed most about the first four games of the series? All of those things we'll get to. I do want to start, though, with spring game recaps, as Oregon State and Oregon both had their spring games down in Eugene and Corvallis, respectively, this past weekend. What do we make? What do we make of Oregon State's new unis? We'll wrap up spring football to kick off the final hour next on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.